It's time for Done Being Single with your hosts, Trevor and Robbie Scharf. If you're dating the same type over and over again, making the same mistakes and not finding love, then you're not done being single. What you need is some tough love dating intervention, Trevor and Robbie style. Whether you're new to dating or have been dating forever, we've got you covered. Now, here are your hosts, Trevor and Robbie Scharf.
So much for your mask.
This mask.
Just got my lipstick on it. That mask is famous. You made that mask famous.
I did. Well, is it the first time it's ever had lipstick on it?
Yes, it's the only time it's ever going to have lipstick on it.
It's not really airtight.
No, but it will be when I put it on.
Okay, well then, all right, so.
Just for those of you guys that you laughed.
Don't, no.
Some of you thought it was a joke that this could not also be used as a bra.
How many bras? My gosh!
We're very inventive.
Must you?
Over here.
You don't need to really.
Yeah, just so people can see what it looks like.
Lovey, that looks just wonderful. Okay.
It's not a grandma bra.
You can ring my bell.
Should I keep it on for the?
It's up to
duration.
You.
Well, isn't that special?
I got double support.
Yes, you do.
And you know what?
What's that?
Remember what Playtex says.
What?
Support can be beautiful.
Oh, okay. Well, it is beautiful. It looks great on you. I think it may look... Two bras, my lady?
Are better than one in the bush.
Okay.
So
here we are, done being single, the coronavirus version.
She's wearing a mask, a bra, and a bra and a mask.
It's a mask. It's a bra.
It's two in one.
It's Reese's. It's chocolate. It's peanut butter. What was that? It's two things in one. What was it?
You're soaking in it.
No, that's Palmolive.
Madge.
You're getting your 70s advertising mixed up.
And you want to be my latex salesman. Okay. Which is going to have a little tie into our guest today, too.
Okay.
How are you, honey?
I'm hanging in there.
Yes, you are. I can see. Yes. And you look beautiful.
Thanks.
You really do.
Thank you. Thanks.
Considering this time that we are all in, it's not an easy time for any of us, is it?
No.
How are we handling this?
I don't know. I don't even know if we should be laughing.
Well, if you're not laughing, what are you doing?
I don't know. I'm drinking. Yeah, that too.
All right. Well,
you gotta laugh. You gotta
laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Or else.
I've done a little of that too.
Yes, you have.
But I think I know where you're going with this done being single version.
Good.
The
tell
video
me.
Version. Because it is really incumbent upon us all to take good care. And to
we do
stay,
have to take good care.
Yeah. You have to stay healthy and strong. I mean, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically.
There are things thrown at us daily that we have not dealt with in the past. And as you know, one of my favorite expressions is we are never given anything that we cannot handle. Mm-hmm. I've been saying that a lot over the past few months because... We have been given so much that in our past lives, we probably would have said, I can't deal with this. But we are dealing with it.
Yeah.
We don't really have a choice. We do have a choice. I talked about it last week. What's the alternative? We're not going to dig a hole and put ourselves in it and bury ourselves. No. We face these things head on and we deal with them and we chip away and we make sure that if it's a mountain, we make it a molehill and we file it away and get on to the next thing. So that's the important thing.
And great. Easy
I think
for
that,
you to say.
Well, okay, but I'm here for you in case
you
don't feel that way.
Thanks. No, I told you, support it all the way. I mean, from my tits on up, I feel, I do have some good support and family and friends.
Yes.
But what if you don't? What if you don't?
Many people don't.
Okay, so.
Many people are
so
alone.
So I think with this little mini episode we're going to do right now is going to be devoted to your own self-care and your own, right? Your own ability
it's It's absolutely, it is including those subjects. It's also, how are we coping? How are we getting through our days? Because we believe that everybody is probably sharing a similar thing right now, where we are forced to be inside, and that forces us to look inside and take care of ourselves differently than we would if we were being social and engaging others, which we really are not able to do. Thankfully, we have each other and we have our friends online, and we are talking on the phone, communicating via video.
And this is the whole purpose of what we're doing right now, is to keep people in the loop and connected, and so that they don't feel isolated. And
yes. Because I think it's very easy for that to happen. We have neighbors that I feel for that are older and isolated, and we can't go over there and spend time with them. We can find out if they need anything from the market if we go, and make sure that our trips to the market are are valuable that way.
Can I relax now? Can I take off my bra?
Please.
Okay, thanks. Everybody, this is...
Watch out. We may be up to our neck and tits in a second.
For those of you who have...
And here they come. Ready, go!
Oops.
Okay.
Woo!
Nip it in the bud.
Well, so...
Women's lib.
Yes.
I thought I tore a pussy.
Free.
Okay.
Free at last. We're actually not, because guess what? I got another one under here, so...
And that'll be coming out in the second episode, so be sure you stay tuned.
That's the X-rated version of Dunpeen Single.
We may get more views on this.
That's the sexy lifestyle version of Dunpeen Single.
Okay. So...
Where were we?
How has our routine changed since we have been somewhat sequestered?
Drinking more, hard to do since we drink a lot anyway.
No, we have not been drinking more. We haven't started drinking earlier. I think that we're keeping to those cocktail hours. We're respecting those. We wish we were drinking more. I think that we have a feeling like, you want to be drinking more?
I've been drinking straight tequila.
A couple times you have been.
I have. I just went right to the hard stuff.
Okay.
You know, I'm not pussing around with Prosecco anymore. Prosecco's for pussies.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Okay.
I like it stiff and hard.
So.
Yes. How have we been changing our routine? More CBD oil. Drops. Me. Tons of CBD, more than usual.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you see it in the medicine chest.
I don't know what that it was. But
okay. Everything else, you know what? I'm still exercising.
Yes, you are.
I still get out. I still walk. I run. I do a little park circuit.
Well, we did
which we do anyway.
We're not playing tennis.
No.
Because we can't really organize it, and they lock the courts here in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
But we have played Kadima.
Smash ball.
Which is
that fun Israeli game that you play on sand.
Very fun game.
You can't go on the beach anymore, so forget that. What else?
You can't go to the beach anymore?
I think you can't go to the beach anymore. Although our guest is going to tell us for sure if you can go, because he lives on the beach.
He could. Luckily, he has a home right next to the beach. Yes, our routine has not changed that much. I mean, we both work from home. So that is, I think we're getting up a little later. And I'm not sleeping through the night.
Yeah,
not
sleeping well.
Yeah, that's kind of a drag.
But for the most part, yeah, you know, doing what we can at home and exercising. Meditating. I'm meditating a lot
more.
You are. A lot more.
You're forcing me to be quiet when that happens.
From total insanity.
We're cooking a lot more. I think, not that we didn't cook a lot before, but we're making interesting meals these days and being very resourceful for what we have in our pantry and fridge. So, and working out is something that I'm kind of resolute to do a little bit more now than I was before.
See this? It's called twisting one's arm. See this? It's called pulling one's teeth.
You see this? It's called kitty twisters. All right.
That's what it takes to get Robbie to exercise.
Nah.
Oh, that in a pandemic. I made him a bet.
No.
That I could get him in rip-roaring shape during this. If there was ever a time to get in shape, and I mean fucking in shape, let me do it. Are you man enough? And then he drove away.
Yes, I'm man enough.
Come on, are you? Really?
Well,
I wanted to take a before and after picture. You wouldn't let me.
Yeah, because there's... I got plenty of before.
If not now, when? If not us, who? Me who? You who?
You who? I could go for
Come
a you
on,
who
do
right
it.
Now.
Do it.
Will you shush?
This is what... You know what? Being a wife fucking sucks sometimes. He doesn't listen to a thing I say. And... He married a trainer. Okay? Hello? This is, you know, what I do. Mm-hmm. And he won't do it.
This is what I do.
It drives me insane.
Okay. Does it really drive you insane?
It drives me insane that you won't do as I say.
Okay.
Stop with the sound effects.
We are going to...
You can't get out of this through sound effects.
I'm going to...
Okay.
No, you got to face the music, pal.
Where's the beef?
All right.
I'll give you beef.
We're going to take a break.
I'll show you your own beef. You got beef in there.
Okay.
Somewhere.
So let's take our first break, and then we're going to come on with our great guest
today.
This
is like AM radio back in the day.
Yes. you know who's on today?
Who?
Phil Morris.
I knew there was someone more interesting than us that was coming on.
Yeah. But Phil's, you know, one of the greatest and a dear friend.
Yes. He's so interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, super.
We both
talk about mind, body, and soul, physically, mentally, spiritually, taking care of yourself.
He's going to have a lot to offer.
A lot.
So
stay tuned.
Let's go to our first break.
And listen to me.
Okay.
Okay.
We are going to our first break, and we will be right back with Phil Morris.
You're listening to Done Being Single with dating interventionists Treva and Robbie Scharf. If you've got a question, a dilemma, or a dating nightmare you want to share, you can reach us by email, trevaandrobbie@donebeingsingle.com. And now, back to Done Being Single with dating badasses Treva and Robbie Scharf.
So we're going to bring in someone that we both know and love. And close friends.
Long time.
Yeah, long time.
Longer than you.
Yeah.
We go back.
You know.
No.
I knew his wife before I knew
Paul
him.
Paul Brandon and Sonia Brandon and the Morris family. Forget about it.
Oh, that goes way back, doesn't it? Right.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well.
I got you beat, so.
Our guest today is Phil Morris.
Greg Morris. Phil's father.
Oh, he did. Well, that's groundbreaking right there.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that.
All right.
Phil was born in Iowa, but raised in Southern Cal. With his two sisters, Iona and Linda.
His mother, Lee, was
a beautiful singer-songwriter.
Lover.
And his father, Greg Morris, was known to audiences for his role as Barney Collier, the electronics wizard in the groundbreaking suspense drama Mission Impossible. And this was groundbreaking because I think him, along with Bill Cosby, were the two first African-American men that were on a primetime series in the 60s, and really incredible. Phil's sister, Iona, was in my grade. So Phil was like the little kid then. It was a surreal dream come true for Phil, who had starred in The Young and Restless. Prior to that, as another groundbreaking character, Tyrone Jackson, who went undercover as a white man to break up the local syndicate in fictitious Genoa City. But it was the out-of-box character of Jackie Chiles in Seinfeld that has brought Phil his greatest recognition to date. The brash, fast-talking lawyer has struck a chord with the popular public and continues to thrill a new generation of television viewers. Phil has had a long and varied career with guest star roles on shows from Knight Rider and Girlfriends to Smallville and Blackish, and starring roles in series from The New Love Boat, Wanda at Large, and Marblehead Manor to Love That Girl. His current projects range from playing the manipulative genius father of Cyborg in the DC Universe superhero drama Doom Patrol to the sports-obsessed father in ABC Freeform's Same Time Next Christmas. The movies Black Dynamite, Meet the Spartans, and Clay Pigeons can also be added to Phil's CV. The list of credits is an IMDb addict's dream. He's also big in voiceovers.
Yeah.
And it's been a big part of his career.
He's got a big-ass bio.
He's got a big-ass bio. Had roles in Justice League, The New Frontier, and Justice League Doom, Secret Saturdays, Green Lantern, Spider-Man, the Legion of Superheroes, to name a very few. Phil had the amazing experience of voicing the first animated African-American character in a Disney film as Joshua Sweet for Atlantis, The Lost Empire. It continues. As a lifelong comic book fan, Phil's animated ventures have been a thrill for him every time he steps behind the mic, and he is a comic book freak. He's got them all in his place, yeah. Too. It's amazing. A devotee of Wing Chun Kung Fu, Phil credits his longtime master, Hawkins Chung, with any skill he might have developed, watch it, in the more than 30 years he's practiced this beautiful yet deadly art. Don't get involved with Phil on this level. Acting continues to be a driving force, but the world of production is occupying much of Phil's time as well, with several projects that are in varying states of development. Phil.
Oh my God.
Welcome
Finally.
To Done Being Single.
What?
All he's right
making,
already.
Making babies cry already.
Yeah. Man,
Jesus Christ. Sorry about that.
All right. I didn't know you were going to read the whole thing.
You know. All right.
It's been a good run. What can I say? It's a good run.
What's happening?
Phil, you're the best. I love you so much.
Yes.
I love you guys. I'm so happy to be here. Well, I'm so thrilled to be contributing to this community that you guys are creating and have created for a while and more than sorely needed right now. Faux show. Yeah.
Thank you. We feel the same way, and we feel that you have something that you have to offer everybody as well, all of us shut-ins that are out there. And how are you and Carla dealing with life these days?
Well, my wife Carla and I are here at the beach in Manhattan Beach. Trevor was mentioning we live at the beach. We're very fortunate and blessed to be here. Our kids are all hunkered down and sequestered in their various parts of the world, all in California. As an actor, I'm uniquely used to not working more than I work. So the downtime itself is not really working me. It's what the downtime is connected to. And everybody else's biorhythms and their energy and their spirits as they go through this time. I go through my own thing because as an actor, I never know when the next moment is going to come that I'm going to have to go to Atlanta or New York or wherever, or be right here to do the work. But a lot of other people aren't used to that. They're used to a much more stable rhythm. And we're having a hard time right now. So I think it's really incumbent upon us who, like you guys, have a platform or have the initiative to speak about their own truths, to tell the community, because it's going to resonate with somebody. You know, you're not going to be everybody's truth. You don't need to be. You just need to be your own and share that.
So, Phil, you're a man of many talents and hobbies and interests. Tell us, oh no, don't tell us, because Robbie just told us in the bio. But there are, how, let's
here comes one of Trevor's compound questions that she's going to figure out in a second. When usually, okay. Yes.
With everything you do and everything you know, how are you applying it to what's going on right now? That's, I think, what I'm trying to get at.
I am listening to the experts, and I am self-quarantining, and I am maintaining the short-term pain for the long-term gain here at home. I'm down with that. I'm down with that. I think it's really important that we understand what those that know more than us are telling us and appreciate the truths that they are revealing to us, even if we don't like them, even if they're uncomfortable for us. So what do I do, Phil Morris, personally? I train every single day. I train anyway. I'm a physical nut. I think we spend too little time concerned with our organism that houses our brain and our heart and our lungs and our innards. We're so concerned with making money or associating with society in a certain way or being online or whatever, as opposed to reinvesting in yourself, reinvesting in your garden, tending your own garden, whether that's spiritually or mentally or physically. For me, it's very physical because I appreciate that. I like it. I think it helps the quality of my life. And then that consequence means that my body looks better. You know, I don't go at it from the body beautiful point of view. I go at it from the quality of my life point of view. You know, I have barometers of achievement. You know, Trevor, we've been very competitive our whole lives. I've known you a long time. You look track and field, you look volleyball, tennis, all these things. You're a physical animal like I am. And Robbie, we're getting to know each other as fast friends and close friends. But I get that you're just as competitive. So as human beings, we need to satisfy that in a way. And I do that by competing against myself, whether that's in the gym, whether that's on the beach stretching, whether that's doing my form at the park with my dog, whether I'm with my wife and we're taking a sand walk or the lunge walk or whatever. Every moment I try to fill with another part of affirmation for me. And then when I go into these moments that are so difficult, like now, I try to superimpose all of that training in those moments that I am less clear, that I'm less aware of what the answer actually is. But because I am training consistently, I have a reservoir of material that I can apply to my fears, to my misgivings. And when you don't work on yourself, those fears can overwhelm you. Those misgivings can take you into a place that's not appropriate for you. It's not unnatural. We should be concerned right now. It's a concerning time. But we don't have to feel victimized by it. We can be much more proactive than we are.
How has your regimen changed during this period?
I'm finding really creative ways to work out at home. I did my first Instagram Live video on workouts today. It was a bit of a trial run for me. I hesitate a lot of times because I'm not a trainer like Trevor is. I don't have a certificate. I'm a martial arts devotee, and I have a certain skill, but I don't pass myself off as an expert. The only thing I am expert in is me. The only thing I have mastery over to the degree that I do is me. So I get to learn as much as I put out. So what I'm doing for my workouts, what's changed, is I can't go to the gym and I don't have weights. Like a lot of people have home weights. I don't have that. The other day I'm walking downstairs with this big ass bag of groceries, which we all have to get from the market. And I'm like, damn, this is heavy. And I went, damn, this is heavy. I can use this. Mm-hmm. It has a handle. I had like 2 half gallons of tea in it and bottles of water. I can take the water out to make it lighter. I can put water in it to make it heavier. It's a really sturdy bag, which we all have because paper to plastic, we all had to have our own bags. You got at least that, right? So I started to make up this workout in the garage, of which I've been working out for years in. But now it all takes place in the garage. I use a step stool, kettlebells up to 20 pounds, not heavy. Because if you don't have kettlebells, you got a can of beans. You got a thing of rice,
right?
You got a thing of Tide or detergent or bleach, and you just take that, you know, you think outside the box.
Wow, great.
You work the same muscle groupings that you would work at the gym.
See, the problem with Robbie is that he'll eat them before he can work out with them.
Only the Tide Pods.
Yeah, you have to use more toxic materials then. The paint cans will be good for you.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Yeah,
you're really.
It's all
this is,
about you.
No, okay.
It's all,
shut up.
It is.
No.
Okay, so I have.
And your service, my little enchilada.
Okay, so Phil, I'm with you on that. By the way, that's called functional fitness. That's something I do with my clients, so that especially my older clients, because they're fall risks, and
right.
So we work on a lot of dynamic balance work and agility and coordination, using your own body weight, and. Right. Simulating things that you would do in everyday life, like picking up groceries, bending down, stuff like that. So in lieu of weights and fancy equipment, you got it. You can use everyday household stuff, like big, you know, jugs right. of water, detergent or whatever. I have a question, and I think you and I have a little of the same issue in that our spouses aren't as, you know, nutty about exercises. We are. And I remember one night you and Carla came over and Robbie and I think we got into a fight maybe over it. I was telling Robbie, you need to do this.
And Carla got on you.
And you need to read this and you need to check out that and you need to, you know, be, get more into my shit, man. You know, like the shit I'm into, personal growth and development and
right,
you know,
and
self-improvement.
Happened?
It didn't end well. It was very bad.
Wait,
I think we almost got divorced.
No.
In our
Carla
living room.
Interjected and said, why are you doing this? He doesn't need to do that.
Well, because she doesn't like to do it. She's not, she and Phil don't share the same passion.
Right,
so she
but
was,
she doesn't inflict upon Phil her things.
No, I agree
so
that it wasn't. It.
You're
I,
not, close that circle. Please,
I do,
and
I agree.
Let them,
okay, okay.
Because
no,
they were here, and that's, I remember Carla
okay.
made it a point of, you don't need to.
What happens?
Right. Well, so okay. I understand the question, I think, which is.
Then you're a better man than I am.
One way, and the other, your significant other's balance is in another area, or not, it's not commensurate physically. How do you reconcile that? That's a tough one. I'll just be honest.
Yeah.
Because it's a physical thing, and we are an organism. However, there's a certain amount of understanding and acceptance that each one of us has to come to about each other. It used to affect me to the degree that it would hurt my workouts because I was going to the gym so much, I was working out so much, and Carla really wasn't. She was either working a lot, or she didn't have the time, or she was tired, or whatever it was that didn't allow her to do that. And that affected me. And that's not appropriate. You know, I can't allow that. I have to allow her to be her.
Affected you how?
By example.
How'd that affect you, Phil?
How I was processing it was terrible for me, because I was blaming her for why she wasn't doing certain things, and then it would shut me down, and then I wouldn't want to go to the gym, or I'd go to the gym with a bad attitude, because here I am alone at the gym again, and so it was all that negativity. I had to stop. I had to say, you know, I'm doing this for me. Do it for yourself. She comes along, she comes along. She does not, she does not. And I have to appreciate exactly who she is, where she is. And because I did that, because I let her go, she could see where she was, as opposed to me trying to put her in a place, which I would do unconsciously, even though I'm not trying to. Hold on, because this is really important, because I'm getting it too.
Okay.
I would put her in a place, I didn't mean to, but I would say certain things about my own physicality or in a backdoor way hers, because I was frustrated. Because I did want her to do certain things that would be good for her, but of course, selfishly, it was what I wanted her to do as well. So when I dropped that, then she could see, look, I am not doing this for myself. He's not putting any pressure on me, and I still don't feel great about it. So let me get involved with it. And when I'd say, see, honey, I got to go to the gym, cleanly, and not call her later or text her later, and I wish you were here, and how come you're not here?
Mm-hmm.
She got clear about it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it affected us.
Thank you for
slowly,
that.
Okay, right. Like today, we do a meditation now every morning because she wants to change. And she's been starting this meditation with Jay Shetty every morning at 9:30. And I join her. And if that's where we start and that's how we go, then that's how we start and that's how we go.
I love it. That's a beautiful thing. And thank you for sharing that, because that is very informative.
Yeah. No, this is one of the things
accepting.
I'm learning about marriage. I'm learning. This is all, you know, this is kind of new for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, you know, Phil and I, we have wisdom to share. And we've got good stuff and good advice. And, you know, there have been times when I get frustrated that you are not interested. And Carla was right. Carla's like, dude, lay off. You know, let him be him. And she was absolutely right. Sometimes it frustrates me, like it does you, Phil, because you know, like you've got the answer, right? And if you
me.
And if, you're right.
The answer for him.
Me.
Right. Or, okay, for you, but like for everybody.
Well, Trevor, I know what you mean. There's a baseline truth, right? There's an objective truth to wellness and physical fitness. You're right. But we are all individual contractors and independent contractors. And we just don't all come to that understanding with a commensurate awareness. It moves you in a certain way. It doesn't move him.
Mm-hmm.
You still love him.
Mm-hmm.
So for it to move him, the more you're you in it, the more he'll go, shit, I want a piece of that. I want a piece of that.
Yeah. So now I just say, okay, bye. I'm going to do my own thing. But, you know, and hopefully that I rub off as a good influence or I'm a good example.
And I'll either join her or I won't.
And so now we're getting better at it. But it was tough in the beginning because, you know, this is what I know.
The beginning being last week.
No.
I'm not just saying that's what you have to learn, Robbie. There's a lot for you to understand this too. That is, you did marry a physical human being.
Yes.
You married a person who's very grounded in the yang, as I call it. There's more yin in the more artistic areas that you play. There's more yang in the more physical areas that Trevor plays in. And so it's commensurate, and it's important for both of us to come to meet in the middle and to understand that, yeah, there is a barometer of truth to what she's saying about your health. And then there is the woman that you've married and how you want to appeal to her and you want her to be to you.
I have learned to shut off the trainer. I have. I'm learning.
Really?
I'm learning to shut all that off.
What time? When did that
happen? The trainer.
Really?
Yeah.
Market.
The self-improvement person.
Okay.
Okay. You know, personal growth. Development.
You don't have to shut it off.
I do all that for a living. And so sometimes I can't help myself because I feel like I know what's good for you. I know. I have the answers if you would just listen to me, you know, but I can't do that.
I ask this question a lot for people. I say, you know, you're driving in traffic and there's this bad traffic. It's kind of funky and someone wants to get in and, you know, you have to let them in if you can. So you do. You go, okay, get in, and you let them in. And then do you get upset that they don't acknowledge that you let them in?
Yes.
Did you do that so that you get the acknowledgement of them in? Or did you do that because that was the right thing to do in traffic? And it's always just the right thing to do, but our ego wants the acknowledgement of, thank you for being so kind to me. Thank you for being so aware. And you can't presuppose that what your answer is, someone else is going to appreciate.
Exactly true. And it happens many times a day when you're driving in LA traffic.
You can't, my God, you can't help. Waves thank you. I do it all the time. I can't do it enough.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But to expect that others are going to then wave back to you is
right.
Very unzen.
And when it happens, it makes you feel good. So
that's the other side of the conversation. That's not, it's what's your intention? Is your intention to be noticed for how good you were, how right you could be, how correct that was, your action was? Or are you just living in right action, period?
Yeah.
Period. Yeah.
Okay, on that note, we're going to go to a second break right now. And
you haven't driven with me, Phil. Oh, my God.
In her mini. It's dangerous. Yabba dabba doomobile.
When people don't wave back.
We'll talk about it after the break.
We have entitlement issues. We saying that we have encountered that in others that are
The selfishness
the
is out of control here in LA.
All right, we're going to a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
And now back to Done Being Single with married couple and dating ass kickers, Trevor and Robbie Scharf.
So we were talking about the physical.
Yeah.
I do want to, before we move on to what I want to...
Are you interrupting yourself again?
Okay. Let's just end. I want one more thing with the physical, okay? Because there are a lot of people that are not like you and me, that are more like Robbie and are, you know, sort of enthusiasts, sort of, they go to the gym a little bit, maybe not much, maybe not at all. They don't have that gene. They don't have that. And I realize, you know, not everybody's wired to love exercise like you and me. Right. So what would you suggest? I will tell you what I suggest. And then you can tell me, or you tell me what you suggest for those
for people who aren't where we are with that.
Yes, particularly in today, right now, in the climate we're in. What if you're not a gym rat?
I think you need some sort of practice in your life. I think in life you need a framework. You need a structure. You need a physical act that humbles you, that is bigger than you are, that you can never perfect, that you commit to. It teaches you many things. Focus. Discipline, truth beyond your own selfish, comfortable truths.
Yeah.
Our honoring of the physical. We're a physical being. We walk this earth organically.
Yes.
No matter what we think and say, we're in a casing that you have to honor. You have to be a good gardener, or else your garden's going to fail.
Right.
And right?
Yeah.
And so depending on how beautiful you are, that's a whole nother level of thinking. But just to get through this, Robbie and I were talking about earlier, the battle of life, right? We're all in this life battle right now. I use it metaphorically. It's not real war. It's just your own war, right? So how do you stay healthy in that, physically and mentally and spiritually all together? Your physicality houses your spirit and your mind. So why are you going to denigrate your physical? So I'm just saying, see that as what's important. Maybe not as important as we see it. That's a different thing. But as important as your life depends on this.
Especially right now, it's so important, as I was saying at the top of the show, to stay healthy and well and strong. But like I said, I'm very aware that a lot of people just despise exercise. They just hate it. And for that reason, I think there is something called micro steps, little habits, baby steps, micro steps, whatever you want to call it. You don't have to go out and kill yourself all at the same time. You don't even have to go out. Maybe 20 minutes,
but
maybe
totally
15
agree.
Minutes. Start with 10 minutes. Micro steps. Go
don't
out.
Don't overwhelm yourself.
Correct. You want to build up. You also want to build the feeling that you can do it, that feeling of accomplishment, that every, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to overwhelm yourself too fast, nor do you have to.
Give yourself small wins, little wins.
The small victories really add up, and it will prevent you from getting either A, overwhelmed, or B, completely discouraged as well. So especially right now when there's nowhere to go, check out some videos online. You can go outside. I mean, there are things that you can do to keep yourself sane and fit and in shape. You can also
so many more outlets now than our parents had than generations before us had. You know, this wonderful thing, this computer that we're using, allows so many accesses to various portals of health and wellness. But it is important for us to have a certain structure. See it as a framework. We need humility in a way. We need to look to something that's greater than us, that isn't just religion, it isn't drugs, it isn't sex, it isn't booze. It's organic. You know, it comes of and from us, and it gives us a sense of our own power. And
correct.
When we retake that power, we'll be able to share it with the world.
You know, it's not even a new technology, because Jack LaLanne was doing this on TV way back when, and people would watch him do his workout, and they would work out at home watching him, right? So,
and around forever.
Exactly. So it's just incorporating new technology in this way. Now, one of the things that you talk about, micro steps and stuff, you know, I'm a competitive person. So incorporate competition.
Oh, fun.
Fun.
Yes.
Incorporate things like the Kadima game that we did that was a good workout.
Yeah.
That, you know, doesn't seem like a workout, but it really is. And it's competitive. And these are the things that motivate me to get out there and
do well, that's
like
good.
That
anything that's going to help you do it.
Yes.
You know, do
you
it.
You have to ask the questions of yourself. I mean, people are like, I don't even know what I like. You know, they don't even know what they want to do because they haven't interfaced with that part of themselves that would give them that answer. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it is simple wins. It's like we're using this meditation every morning, and I'm sitting in posture, and I have a very tight hip area, girdle area. So it becomes painful after 15 minutes. And sometimes I have to straighten my legs. But I could get through the whole 20, 25 minutes today without having to get out of posture. That's a win for me. You know, that's a little thing. I'm like, whoa.
Right.
I was able to concentrate on the meditation,
right.
Not have to change my physical. And that was today. So even though I'm so physical and I do all this stuff, I'm looking for little wins.
Yeah.
I'm looking for incremental, you know, gains.
Moving on. We talked about the physical. Now I want to talk about, since you've got intimate experience with downtime, with not working, how do...
He's an actor.
What can you share with our audience that's going through that right now? I mean, I'm assuming everybody is not really working, and it's scary, and it's, you know, stress-inducing. How do you deal with it?
Give yourself a break. Just give yourself a break. This is that time. Acceptance is the first step. Accept that you're in the place you're in. Accept the country's in the place it's in, because you're willing it away won't help you. I used to try to will away my nerves before auditions. It was the dumbest thing I ever did. Because not only did it flatten me out, but it made me act in a completely inorganic way. I was nervous. I had energy. Things were going on. So you have to use that energy and accept it and understand that everyone's going through it. You're not alone. It isn't your little slice of the universe. We're all a big family. If there's anything that brings us together, it's challenge, struggle. Because we all struggle. And we're like, shit, it doesn't matter. They're white or black or trans or female or male. They're struggling. I'm struggling. It's a commonality. So appreciate everybody. Get out of your head.
Yeah.
Get out of your head.
You know what I mean? So hard.
You know, you have to allow yourself the sense of community in this time. And then give yourself structure. I don't care if it's a jigsaw puzzle. Anything that keeps your mind occupied. I had a procedure a while back. I could do nothing for a few weeks. I did these puzzles, jigsaw puzzles. I'd never done them before in my life. Since I was like a kid, I fell in love with them. It made my mind nimble again. It opened up different sensors in my brain and my spatial relationship and things I hadn't even thought about. I love to draw. Do the things that you didn't do that you always wanted to do. The simple things. Do you draw? Did you want to learn charcoal, painting? Do you want to learn how to play the bass? You want to learn piano? You can do it on your computer. You know, these are the things that ask yourself the questions you didn't get a chance to ask yourself when the void was filled with your job in school and work and da da da. Now the void is empty.
And that
allow
opportunity
yourself
is there.
To discover new things.
Correct. Whether it's taking up a new trade, finishing school studies online.
Mm-hmm. The world has changed.
Yes.
I mean, for good.
Right. Somebody was interviewing Bob Costa earlier. They talked about the Tokyo Olympics being delayed a year. But then the question came up, well, what is the new normal going to look like anyway when we do get back to normal? Because I think that what we are doing now, it's going to be a slower rollout back to being social again than it was ceasing to be social, I think. So I think that we are going to find ourselves cocooned a little bit longer just because we're a little apprehensive about wanting to venture out and do that just because somebody may say, oh, it's good to go out and do that. No, we're not going to do that so fast. So I think that what is this new normal going to look like? I think that this interaction between people online, I think, is going to continue on this level and a video level, reaching out to people. And I think that we are going to see more opportunities be created in this new paradigm that we're existing in right now.
I think you're right. I think more questions are being answered, and questions we hadn't even thought of. You know, it's we've been complacent. I thought our society thought it was one thing, and then it's really something else. We're a little bit more divided than we thought. We're a little less tolerant of others.
And fragile.
Yeah, we're very fragile.
And fragile.
Very
fragile. I mean,
there's nothing like a pandemic or some sort of crisis. On a you know, macro level, to make you panic stricken, or to set you off on complete worryation, which, by the way,
that panic and all that is a result of it. That's a choice. Well, the virus doesn't create panic. It's our association to it that creates the panic.
But there's also a void of leadership that can feed into that panic and makes you anxious and feel unsteady. And this unfortunately is where it is, the climate that we are living in right now. And
right, but who are we? I mean, why are we talking? We're talking to bring light to the situation. We can discuss the dark all we want.
Correct.
We can even agree that it is dark, but where do we get the light? Where do we get to the light? It's in these moments.
Yes, providing comfort and bonding to people, and a sense of, you know, belonging, and that you're not alone, and that we all kind of suffer with this stuff. I mean, I'll tell you, I'm an over worrier. I have great respect for anybody. Maybe you, Phil. No, Robbie, who doesn't worry at all. I mean, or maybe you do. But once I start to worry, it kind of chain reactions into fear, and then, you know, panic, and then obsessiveness, and that's my work. I'm trying in this life right now. This is the moment that it's like, if not now, when? If not me, who? All of that training and all of the you know, the focus and the hours and the meditation, which we're going to get to next, by the way, comes in handy. You know, it's come now. I'm really using it. And
it's an interesting story about Jet Li, the great martial arts action guy. I don't know if it's urban legend, but I think it's true. And I choose to look at it as true. During those tsunamis in Thailand, where it came in and wiped out entire resorts and people, hundreds of people, thousands of people, he was at one of those resorts. And he was stuck in a tree, and he held on for dear life. And he saw people, buildings, roofs, people washed out to the ocean as he's holding onto this tree for days. And he said to himself, all of the years of martial arts, I could never have envisioned that this time was the one time in my life I would have to use all of it. You're never called on to use all of your strength in a moment of choice. You're called on it in a moment of challenge.
Yeah.
That's why we're strong. People who tell me, I'm a strong person, I'm like, yeah, you can discuss that now all you want, because you're not being faced with having to use and exert that strength. But when you are in the face of that, who then are you? How does that manifest itself? That's what we're seeing now. Mm-hmm. Those of us that are strong, I mean, imperfect, but strong, we'll use that word. It is our responsibility to be heard. It is our responsibility to be seen. I'm going hard on Facebook about the administration, and I learn about myself. why I'm angry, why I'm upset. It's truthful for me. I'm not faking this. It's real. Do that. I regret anything? No, I don't.
Yeah.
Cause to feel this way. And so I feel it's my therapy. It's my truth to express it in the most intelligent way that I can. I will get agreement or not. But it's my responsibility to pass my truth mm-hmm. for that's what you guys are doing.
We're okay. gonna go to a
we're
break.
Back?
No, we're gonna go to break real quick and okay. then we're gonna come back with more from Phil. So we'll be right back.
And now back to Done Being Single with Treva and Robbie.
Okay, so we've covered the physical. We've covered the downtime, what to do when you're not working. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I would like to address, which we were just starting to touch on, the psycho, emotional, spiritual, metaphysical part of it. And this is kind of your, this is your sweet spot. I yeah. want us, I want you to share your knowledge with our audience.
Well, you know, everything we're talking about really distills itself to this part of the conversation. You know, this is where you need to be the healthiest, where you have to have a sense of yourself more than ever. You need to quiet the mind. I told you, Carl and I are doing this meditation
yes.
every morning, and my mind's fairly quiet. You know, I don't rise too high or low. Yes, I'm an actor, dramatic. I appreciate it. I like it. I'm theatrical. I like that. But as a human being, as a special person, I want a certain equanimity, you know? I want to feel calm. I don't want those spikes in my spirit, my being. And to do that, you need to actively seek out moments of quietude and separate yourself from the rigmarole of your life, whatever the rigmarole is, whether it's children, whether it's your job, whether it's the gardener outside every Tuesday, right? And you're like, I can't stand that guy. You have to quiet the mind so those things don't hit you as hard. This is a hard time. It's a lot of noise. A lot of noise. I don't care what news you listen to. It's noiseful. You know, it's a cacophony of doom and gloom and fear and panic. And to me, those are choices. Those are choices the mind makes to try to keep you safe. Now, I'm not saying your mind is trying to hurt you. I think it's trying to keep you safe, but it does it in an inappropriate way. It does it in the don't get burned way, as opposed to it's a better idea that you don't turn on the flame. Right? The flame is on. You might want to turn it off as opposed to don't get burned. And sometimes our mind is in the don't get burned place. And so people have to realize that you're choosing that based on your conditioning, what you've been told, how you've been brought up, your own PTSD in life. If you're at a certain age, I'm 60. I have a lot of things I've been through. There's a lot of noise in my spirit. I have had to train those things away. And it starts any moment you choose. Any moment you choose, it can begin. It doesn't have to take the right person in your life. It doesn't have the right book or the right movie or the right thing. You're the one who gives yourself the okay to feel this way. Even if you find those mentors, even if you find those spiritualists, you're the one who found them. You're the one who's listening. It's your spirit that's absorbing and accepting. So guess what? It was already in you. You already have it. We're just trying to get rid of the negative space like a good sculptor. So you get rid of the net to get the positive out. You're in there. It's all there. When you allow yourself to understand that, okay. Mm-hmm. Now the journey is to find that. It's there. I have gold. Let me just now go find it. And I know this is all conceptual and
no, I'm following you. I get it.
Yeah, it's
metaphorical.
Is this what your martial arts training teaches you?
I do Wing Chun Kung Fu. I've been doing it for over 30 years, going on 40 years. And when I started, I really wanted to be a badass. Like every other guy who wants to learn martial arts, you want to be a freaking badass. The fastest guy, the strongest guy, you want to kick ass. It's just your visceral way. I don't know if it's testosterone, human nature, I don't know. But that is the way we all come to it. Man, woman, and child, to the martial arts. I'm no different. It took me a long time to understand that it really wasn't about that. It was about searching truth through physical activity. Yoga is that way. Pilates is that way. Very many different disciplines are like that. For me, it just happened to be Kung Fu. So what I learned at the end of 30 years, 35, 40 years now, this is all a metaphor of the truth for me in training. when I train martial arts and somebody punches me and I pass their hand, now I have a straight shot. We don't have to discuss the truth. I'm not a Democrat or Republican. You don't have to say, hey, that didn't work. No, we know it works. Why? Because my hand, your hand is here, my hand is on you. That's, there's no more greater sentient truth than that, right? Survival is a great test. So when you train these things over and over and over and over and over and over, there's a certain truth you understand innately. And as you get to the places, like I was saying before, the questions in life, like this pandemic, how do I handle it emotionally? Well, I've been handling this certain truth for so long. Spiritually, I'm pretty grounded. So I use that grounding and apply it to the thing that I don't have dominion over, but I still have an understanding of it. So it gives me a leg up in not panicking and not freaking out. Because mm-hmm. I've been training mm-hmm. something else, I bring it in. That's what I mean. People need training. They need to humble themselves to something that's bigger than them.
And thank you for mentioning humble and humility, because I think that the longer you do it, the more you realize you can never be too humble in what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah, Robbie's a big fan of humility.
That is so important, because we encounter people that are not that way. We encounter people that are, you know, chest thumpers and whatever that is, and that does nothing for me.
My business, you know, my business is all about that. You know, how many followers, how much, yeah, how many eyes are on you, how much, you know, you've been there, you know that.
Right, but the you know, the greatest people that I've ever been around have been the most humble. And I always say you can never be too humble.
Is it a sliding scale? I don't know. I think about this a lot, you know. Some of the greatest ever, it just seems like they just popped out and they were great. They were connected, right? There are certain people closer to than further away, right? Closer to the source than further away. There is a source, and so we're all trying to get closer to that source. Some people just, as they come, bam, I'm close, man. They don't have to work at that.
Right.
Some of us have to work at it. You have to know who you are in that realm. Love those that are closer that you admire. And respect them, honor them, don't hate on them. You know, help those that are less along the curve, less along the way to that source, and keep yourself humble, positive, and moving forward and accepting of getting closer to the source.
Yeah, I think that people without that are those that need to wave their own flag and have that need to, hey, look at me, look what I've done. This is, you know, and after a while, you know, as you know, the best accolades are those that others give to you, not what you give to yourself. And so that registers.
Mm-hmm. On that note, let's talk about me.
Yeah.
And how great I am.
Yes.
By the way, every time
wasn't that what that was about?
So, I got, it is about me right now. I'm looking at my roots.
Oh, honey.
Every time I kind
you're not alone. Another 1.5 billion women are doing the same thing right now.
This time... So. Like next week, I'm going to look like Broomhilda.
Well, you know, this is also a new thing that's going to be happening, is that we can't get haircuts. We have to cut our own hair.
This is my coronavirus cut right here.
I love that. That's a good cut. I'm going to start using my thing in the shower and go for it, and a number two all around, and I'm good.
Well, for those of us ladies out there that get colored and waxed,
what do you? Mm-hmm.
We are SOL, babe.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Back in the dark ages.
And by the time I look like Broomhilda up here, I'm going to look like your chin. Down there. Phil, for those of us who don't have a visual here.
I've got a total mental visual here.
She's going to have the Angela Davis fro happening.
Phil, a gray beard coming in on the chin.
Yeah, well, that'll be coming in on my chin soon, too.
We're very open here at Dunphy and Single. Anything goes.
Anything goes.
On the table.
You know what I'm hoping for people who do these home workouts now that Debra is at home, that they look better at the end of this virus? Could that be great? Wouldn't that be great?
Hello, that's
right. Everybody's so motivated.
The virus challenge.
Oh,
isn't that awesome?
I love that.
The coronavirus challenge.
Oh, my God. There you go.
I know. This is what. Can we start with you?
Let's go.
Come on. Let's take a picture before and after. There.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, Phil, where'd mine go?
Phil, can you give him some of that?
Tomorrow morning, 10:45.
Help
Instagram
him.
Live.
He won't listen to me.
10:45.
Maybe he'll listen to you.
That's not true.
Yeah.
You're doing
it's true.
Legs tomorrow.
Okay. I think we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yes, we have.
Can we recap?
No.
Okay.
Can I just say how much I love Trevor's family? Yes. And how she's so right. We've known each other for so long. Our families have been joined together for a long, long time.
A long time.
My father's first agent.
My dad was a young agent, and I think your dad was one of his first. He yes. became a literary agent, but he was a talent agent for about five seconds, with your dad being one of his first clients.
Hank Roberts, I think, was one
yes.
of his partners. Yes. And then my dad went with Hank.
Yes.
Yeah. No, yes. I know the history.
We go back. And I go back with the Gittlesons, too.
Oh, big time. That's a whole religious thing. I have nothing to do with that. That's a whole...
Well, no, that,
right?
I go back with the Gittlesons, too, because Carla and I, we were in a couple classes together. She's a...
Did you go to BV?
No, ER.
No, get out of here.
ER. Of course you did. Of course BV you
rules.
Did. Of course you went to ER.
Yeah.
The pinky flares. I just said that to legitimize our whole cemented love thing.
I try not to let too many people know that I dated.
If anybody's listening,
I married somebody who
doesn't understand what we're talking about, BV and ER.
We grew up
in Beverly Hills, and there were four elementary schools, and Beverly Vista was one of them, and it's the best because I went.
Okay.
Well, you didn't mention the other three.
Yeah, right. How did that?
You don't need to.
Oh, you don't need to.
Hawthorne and El Rodeo. Okay, so there was Hawthorne, then El Rodeo, then Beverly Vista, then Horace Mann. That's how I'd rate.
That's how it got rated. I can't argue with that.
BV was below the tracks, but come on,
yes,
we
was.
Brought it. All we right. are tough.
You did. You
we
were below
bad
the tracks.
Ass. Okay.
Below the tracks. Tough.
By the way, I just want to say, I rode my bike. Okay. You know how like a tough little kid I was when I went to BV. I lived on Oakhurst and Beverly Boulevard. Do you know how far away that was from BV?
Yes,
with
I
no
do.
No helmet. No. My mom just sent me out there. It was probably like a 2 mile, 3 mile ride to school in the morning. I was in seventh grade. That's how, you know, we rolled back then. I don't even know why I just said that. Okay. Because I'm talking about how tough
so
BV chicks are.
I have a Phil,
including your wife, Carla.
Yes. Phil, what would Jackie Childs say about what's going on right now?
Oh, my. Ooh, I haven't even thought about how he would filter this, but how would he filter this? If that man on the podium don't shut up and let my boy Tony Fauci tell the truth, it's about to get medieval up in here. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I don't understand. Plain as a note on the face. But I love my man Cuomo. He's from the state. You know, I'm telling you right now, if Biden doesn't go with a woman vice president, I'll say he go with Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo, he's the man.
Yeah,
he kind of is.
Kind of a, wow, look at
that.
Biden Cuomo.
I sort of like that ticket.
Nice ticket.
Never going to happen, but.
Well, you never know.
No, he's got to go with a woman.
All right. Phil, we love you. Love Carla.
Thank you.
We love you so much. Where is Carla? Is your camera ready?
She's out in the, she's out in the other room with the dog.
Can you bring her in?
Just chilling. Why don't we do another segment with her so then she's ready.
Okay, well, happy to do that.
Gets. And then she'd be like, why did you just call me in here, and why do you do that? You know, thanks, Trevor. Like, thanks, Trevor.
That would be a nice balance.
Yeah, let's do it. And we could talk about the other stuff in the relationship.
That'd be great.
She can answer from her end this whole thing we're talking about, the physical.
Okay,
definitely worth it. All right, Phil, have a great rest of the day. Love you,
stay well.
Look forward to your workout on IG and everything else. Where can people find you?
I'm at The Real Phil, at The Phil Morris on either Instagram or Twitter. And then my Facebook page is open to the public. It's Phil Morris, in case you forgot.
Excellent.
Okay, and I always screw this up, but here we go. You can find Robbie and I at dunbeansingle.com. And you can follow us at dunbeansingle.
Why is that difficult?
And if you want to find me and, I don't know, just check me out. If you want to look at my tits.
Never
you can go to www.trevorbrandon.com. Trevorbrandonsharf.com.
You blew that. She blows her name. How about that?
What? Better I,
blow mine.
Blow you than my name.
That's always better.
Phil, you're a good sport. You're a wise man.
All right.
You are thank guru you material.
Have a great rest of the day and night. Yes.
Namaste, baby. Yes.
Namaste. Namaste.
Seriously, namaste. Everybody fucking stay, man.
Yeah, totally. All day, every day.
Yeah, right?
Love you guys so
love
much.
Love you.
Keep doing what you do.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Phil.
See you later.
Bye.
All right, baby.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm Shadow Stevens with my friends Trevor and Robbie. See you next week on Done Being Single.